Hi, this is Chris Mayo. I'm a technical evangelist for SharePoint Online. And in this video, we're going to be talking about building workflow solutions for SharePoint Online. So let's look at our agenda for these next few videos. First, we're going to talk about workflow and SPO. What's new or different versus developing workflow solutions that run on-prem in SharePoint 2010? Next, we'll talk about using Visio 2010 in order to prototype or to create diagrams that represent what the workflow is going to look like when it's complete. And the great thing about these Visio diagrams is they're actually a work product that you can use in implementing the actual workflow. We'll talk about implementing the actual workflow using SharePoint Designer 2010, a new power tool that shipped with SharePoint 2010 and also works very, very well when developing against or customizing against SharePoint Online. Finally, we'll talk about building custom actions in Visual Studio 2010. So anytime you come across a workflow action that you'd like to take but isn't supported out of the box, you can create a custom workflow action that runs in the sandbox with SharePoint Online and add that to your workflow via SharePoint Designer. And then we'll wrap up with some salient points and some relevant resources. So let's talk about what's new in the world of workflows when we move to SharePoint Online. So what's new? Well, a lot of folks come and talk to me about SharePoint Online, and they talk about the fact that code-based workflows aren't supported in the sandbox. And since all SharePoint Online development needs to be done within the sandbox, they're kind of curious as to how they can automate business processes via SharePoint Online. And while it's true that you can't do code-based workflows in sandbox solutions, you can create declarative workflows that will run within the sandbox. And you do so via SharePoint Designer. So SharePoint Online does support workflows, they just need to be declarative workflows. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the course of this video. Now, how do I develop these workflows? Well, the first thing that I'll want to do, and this is optional, but I'll tell you about some great reasons why you would want to do it, is you can prototype the workflow in Visio 2010. So Visio 2010 supports custom templates and custom shapes that are specific to SharePoint. So you can create a SharePoint-specific flowchart diagram. And the reason why this is a great idea to do is, for one, it's a great way to communicate what the workflow is going to do back to the users that are eventually going to use the workflow or sign off on having you develop the workflow, because everybody, speaks Visio. It's easy to understand those diagrams versus trying to get them to, get behind, like maybe a spec document or something would be more difficult. The other great thing about it is you can export that Visio 2010 diagram to be consumed by SharePoint Designer to actually begin the implementation of the workflow. And this is cool from two perspectives. One, you get someone from the business to sign off on, the workflow in the Visio diagram. And two, you just export that and use that in the actual implementation. The other thing that's really cool about it that we'll see in the demo is you can actually use that Visio diagram as a visualization of the workflow. So you can kind of show an active live view of where the workflow is, what steps have succeeded, what steps might have had problems, and so on. So Visio 2010 is a great addition to the workflow story for SharePoint Online. Now, finally, or next, I should say, you're going to implement the workflow in SharePoint Designer 2010. So SharePoint Designer 2010 has a new and improved workflow designer. It's integrated with InfoPath 2010 as far as the implementation of forms, kind of the UI around different steps of your workflow. And this is where you're really going to do a bulk of the work and actually developing the workflow. It's kind of a fill-in-the-blank WYSIWYG designer that you're going to use in order to actually implement the workflow. And you can actually do a lot of workflow development in SharePoint Designer and SharePoint Online without doing any code at all. But you do have the opportunity to add code to your workflows. And that's done via, of course, Visual Studio 2010, the same tools that you use, in fact, the same tools, language, skills, SDK, and API that you'd use for SharePoint on-prem, you use with SharePoint Online. Now, why would I want to write code with Visual Studio 2010 and apply it to my workflow? Well, If you ever come across a situation that isn't supported by an action out of the box, you can create a custom action in Visual Studio 2010 and surface that in SharePoint Designer. So either to use in your own workflows or to give to, let's say, a power user that uses SharePoint Designer to do customizations and they need, you know, just that last mile of functionality via a custom action. You can give that to them by just developing it with Visual Studio and deploying it to SharePoint Online. And then finally, you can write code behind events. So you can react to various events within the workflow and have some code run behind them, some server-side code. So what else is new within the SharePoint Online world relative to workflows? Well, there's new workflow targets that were supported or that are supported in SharePoint 2010 that, since SharePoint Online is based on SharePoint 2010, come along for the ride. One is the concept of a reusable workflow, which is a workflow that can be applied to any list, either based on any content type or on a specific content type, tied to a specific content type. And you might do this, tie it to a specific content type if you wanted to make sure that, you know, certain columns or fields were in that particular list that you're going to apply the workflow to. You can also create site-based workflows. So these are workflows that actually execute on the site and don't have to execute on a specific library or list. You also have new workflow events that are emitted by SharePoint Online, like workflow starting, workflow started, workflow stopping, workflow stopped. Custom events and events receivers that, again, you can react to within code to kind of, you know, do some pre-processing or post-processing within your workflow solution. So let's start talking about Visio and how we can visually, you know, prototype or visually design our workflows and get really a leg up on communicating what the workflow does and also developing it. So as I had mentioned, there is a new prototype or a new template within Visio 2010 that allows you to prototype your workflows. It's a SharePoint-specific template that has various SharePoint-specific shapes, and it provides, again, this visualization of the workflow, not only within Visio. Like you can see here, I've got an approval process that I've developed, and I'm using various shapes to kind of prototype what that approval process is going to look like. But also, if you use this diagram in the actual implementation, you can show this diagram as a live update or a live representation of the actual execution of a workflow within SharePoint Online. So let's talk about some of the SharePoint workflow shapes. The first shapes that you're going to come across are start and terminate shapes. And these are just the shapes that you use to start and terminate the actual workflow. Next thing you're going to do is you're going to control logic of the workflow via conditions. And these conditions can be applied to data, so, you know, a value within a field on a list item. They can also be various attributes of it, you know, a document within a document library. They can be parameters that you set up within your workflow or parameters about the actual execution of the workflow, like, you know, was the item approved or so on. Next, permissions. You can check for a particular permission of the executing user and use that to control the workflow, or even do calculations like things, doing things on dates. So saying, you know, is it within a certain time window? And then finally, once you're controlling the logic and kind of have the flow of the workflow, then you start implementing actions. So actions are, you know, what actually get the work done within the workflow. So it can be anything from, you know, sending an email, creating a task, creating or updating a list item, checking in and out of a document, and so on. So I encourage you to go through Visio 2010 and get a feel for these various conditions and actions so you can kind of get a feel for what you can actually do within a workflow. Okay, so once I've got, you know, a representation of my workflow or a prototype of my workflow in Visio, I can actually export that Visio diagram as a file type called a Visio workflow interchange file, which is just a zip of the actual diagram as XAML, which is the file type of declarative workflows. And if you crack it open, you can actually look inside and see the different files that make up the actual workflow. But this is interesting because then I can import that into SharePoint Designer and use that to actually build my workflow. Okay, so let's do a quick demo and take a look at workflow prototyping in Visio 2010. In this video, we're going to look at prototyping workflows for SharePoint Online using Visio 2010. Now you can see I've got IE open and I've got a couple of windows or tabs. One is going against my on-premise site, my SharePoint 2010 on-premise site, and I use this for all my development and debugging. Whether I'm using SharePoint Designer 2010 or I'm using Visual Studio 2010, I'll do all my work here just so I get that F5 debugging experience or that iterative development experience. And then when I'm done, I'll package up my work into WSPs and I'll actually deploy it to my SharePoint Online site that you'll see here. And you can see in the title of the sites, I just have one called, Chris Mayo's Office 365 on-premises demo site, and then Chris Mayo's Office 365 demo site, just so you can see the difference between the two in the various, videos that we're going to do. So what's the scenario that we're going to be working with as far as workflows are concerned? Well, I've got a list here called non-standard business purchases, and the scenario is that my fictitious company, Contoso Enterprises, uses this list to track anything that needs to be purchased outside of their standard business purchasing process. So let's say that I wanted to go to a conference, like I wanted to go to TechEd 2010. It's 2011. So TechEd 2011. And let's just say that the user was Brad S. I'm filling this out on his behalf. The description, technical conference for devs and IT pros. And let's say that it's going to cost about $1,000 to attend that conference. So I go ahead and fill that out. And what we want to do is we actually want to implement a workflow on top of this to actually provide the approval process of getting Brad's request to actually go attend TechEd approved, so he can go ahead and purchase that. So what does that process look like? Well, you can see here I have Visio open, and in particular I created a template based on, or a diagram based on the SharePoint template. And you can see here that offers me a number of different SharePoint specific shapes. So the start shape and the terminate shape I'll use to start and end my particular workflow. I'll use conditions to actually control the flow of my workflow, and I can do any number of things like compare data sources, so compare a field in a column or the value of a variable. I can compare documents. I can make decisions based on who created the item or the document, look at title words, and so on. And that controls the flow of my workflow. And then I can actually do work in the workflow via these actions. So I can assign a to-do item, collect data from a user using an info path form, send an email, and so on. And you can see that there's a bunch of various shapes through here that I can use. So here's the workflow that I'm going to create, or the workflow that I'm actually going to build in the course of these next videos. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start an approval process, and I did this just by grabbing a shape off of here and just dragging it over, the approval process shape, and I just renamed it to enter a non-standard business purchase request. That's going to create a task for the approvers group, and that members of the approvers group can actually approve the task or reject it. Whatever the end result of that decision is, I'll log it to a history list, and I just use the log to history list shape to do that. And then I use the compare data source shape here to determine whether it was approved by the purchasing manager or the members of the approvers group. And you can see if it's yes, I'm going to simulate the rest of the purchasing process just by sending an email. If it's no, I'm going to actually delete the item that was used to start the workflow and send the person that requested it an email to say, by the way, this has been rejected. So that's my overall workflow, and I would develop this as, one, a way to actually, kind of prototype what I'm going to do in the workflow. But since this is a Visio diagram, I can take this back to my end users or the people that are actually, you know, approving the process. And rather than having them read through spec documents or whatever, I can show them this diagram, and it's a nice visual way to communicate what the actual workflow is going to do when it's implemented. Okay, and once they sign off on that, I can actually export the diagram as a Visio workflow interchange diagram that I would be able to use to actually start the implementation of the workflow. And we'll actually do that in the next video. So Visio is a great tool for prototyping or communicating workflows that you can actually implement via SharePoint Designer 2010. And of course, it's compatible with SharePoint 2010, but it's also compatible, for the sake of the discussions in this video, for SharePoint Online as well.